Back pain and stiffness made mornings rough.
Pain made it tough to sleep until I started Cosentyx.
Cosentyx secukinumab is the number one prescribed treatment for adults that targets IL-17A, a molecule that may play a role in inflammation that contributes to ankylosing spondyloarthritis or non-radiographic axial spondyloarthritis, two types of inflammatory arthritis of the spine. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com. Ask your doctor about Cosentyx.
I got real relief with Cosentyx.
Finally, the solution to your weight management woes has arrived. Henry Meds offers access to compounded GLP-1 medications from the comfort of your home. The healthcare providers at Henry Meds make access to weight management treatments fast, easy, and affordable.
After starting this journey, uncompounded semaglutide from Henry Meds, I'm down 85 pounds. This journey has been life-changing.
Go to henrymeds.com/Pandora to start your weight management journey today. That's henrymeds.com/Pandora. Results may vary. Not all patients are eligible. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Consult the healthcare provider to determine if treatment is right for you.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, the midterms are looming in the United States, and we're joined by Terry Sheridan, who's managing editor of WSHU Public Radio. Terry, good morning.
And good morning to you, Pat.
Now, obviously, the story changes every day, but I suppose the latest thing to feed into what people are thinking will be the increase in rates by the Fed in the attempt to combat inflation. It certainly won't come in time to help the Democrats.
Absolutely not. I mean, again, if you were following the Wall Street yesterday, you know, prior to the announcement, it shot up and then it closed. And again, this goes to the Republicans' message that the economy is the main issue that voters should be worried about, that interest rates are going up, inflation is out of control, gas prices are rising. And it's all part of their messaging that the Democrats and particularly President Joe Biden do not have control of the economy and are economically incompetent.
Now, the Democrats and Joe Biden is trying to focus things on January the 6th and the danger to democracy of Trump and the people he's supporting taking control of Congress.
Absolutely. I mean, last night the president gave a speech in which he warned that democracy is seriously under threat in this election and that people need to respect the outcomes of the election and not only when they win. That's one of the concerns that specifically Democrats, but many independents have, in which Republicans are already signaling that they will not accept the outcome of the election if they lose. Polls of various candidates, both large and small or major or small, you know, say that, well, we'll see what happens. We'll see what the Democrats have up their sleeve. And already the surrogates for the campaigns, the Trump family, people like Stephen Miller are already sowing the seeds of doubt that this election will be legitimate. And that is the major concern, because all the polls show this is going to be an incredibly tight race across the country, whether it's local, state, or any of the federal offices. But it has massive implications if in the state house Republicans gain control, if in Congress they gain control. Yeah.
Now, there are 36 gubernatorial battles going on. Ron DeSantis attempted to keep his job in Florida. Interesting little interjection in the debate when he was asked, and this is apropos of him perhaps looking for the Republican nomination for president, asked if he was going to serve his full four-year term. Have a listen.
Will you serve a full four-year term if you're reelected governor of Florida? It's not a tough question. It's a fair question. He won't tell you.
We did not agree on the candidates asking each other questions.
Time?
Governor, it's your turn.
We do not agree that the candidates can ask each other's questions. What kind of a debate is that? Anyway, Ron DeSantis would not confirm he will serve the full term. And this brings me to the rival rallies, the DeSantis versus Trump rallies in Florida.
Absolutely. Now, again, DeSantis is viewed as probably being the biggest obstacle to Donald Trump reclaiming the Republican nomination. Latest polls show that he has fallen behind Trump. But again, we're 2 years out from the election. But yes, he is trying to stake a claim that he is Trump without all of the baggage. He has the policies. He has the I'm going to use the word antics. And he has the controversy around him, but he is seen as being a smart man who is somewhat competent.
Now, what about all that Trump baggage? I mean, maybe not all of the legal cases will stick, but there have been a number of setbacks, you know, where he has lost legal battles in court.
Yeah, I mean, he did catch a break this week in which the criminal trial against his organization was postponed because Alan Weisenberg had developed COVID, and the judge ruled that everyone in the courtroom had been exposed and needed to take the proper precautions. But no, legally, Trump is still in very big trouble if he doesn't somehow wiggle out, because there's culminations of various investigations into the documents at Mar-a-Lago, into a criminal case involving an alleged rape from the 1990s, charges against his business, charges against the January 6th, and not charges, but accusations and him dealing with, you know, what happened on January 6th. So Trump is not out of the woods by any stretch of the imagination. Track record, though, is that somehow he'll either, you know, weasel his way out, or he'll turn what happens into a victory for himself.
Yeah, he calls everything a witch hunt anyway. He went to the Supreme Court to try and prevent his tax returns being handed over to investigations. He's got a stall on that, but it's not necessarily the last word.
No, it's not. And I wouldn't read too much into that. When you appeal to a certain judge on the Supreme Court, it's usually that they'll put a hold on it so that the whole court can look at it and decide. So, yes, he did go to Chief Justice John Roberts. He put a hold on it, but I wouldn't read anything more than, okay, the whole court will look at this and decide.
One of the most disturbing aspects of the carry-on of Republicans at the moment is their reaction in public to the attack on Nancy Pelosi's husband.
Absolutely. In all fairness, there have been some Republicans who have expressed, you know, sympathy and best wishes and have condemned the attack. But in conservative media and a lot of elected Republicans, they're either making a joke of it. They're saying it's some sort of a false flag. They've painted it as some sort of a sexual escapade gone wrong. They've painted it as, well, even in Nancy Pelosi's neighborhood, there's high crime. So that's why you should vote for Republicans. But they're throwing up anything that they can to deflect that this was someone. This was basically an assassination attempt against Nancy Pelosi.
Finally, I should ask you about Clarence Thomas. I mean, when you have got a Supreme Court judge who makes a ruling where his wife is heavily involved in all these conspiracy theories, and it favors her side of the argument, that's deeply disturbing.
It's deeply disturbing. And yes, in a lot of cases, Republicans and Democrats say that in various cases, he should recuse himself. One of the things about the Supreme Court is because it is the top court of the land, it sets its own rules. There is no rule that he has to, or no rule that Chief Justice John Roberts can have him step aside. So as long as Clarence Thomas wants to stay and rule on cases, he absolutely can. But again, as we're getting more into the investigation to January 6th, and we see that, well, Trump's lawyers were trying to make their arguments tailored to him so that he would delay the process because you know, the advice or the even just conversation he has with his wife is deeply disturbing.
On that note, deeply disturbing as it is, Terry Sheridan, Managing Editor of WSHU Public Radio, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Finally, the solution to your weight management woes has arrived. Henry Meds offers access to compounded GLP-1 medications from the comfort of your home. The healthcare providers at Henry Meds make access to weight management treatments fast, easy, and affordable.
After starting this journey on compounded semaglutide from Henry Meds, I'm down 85 pounds. This journey has been life-changing.
Go to henrymeds.com/Pandora to start your weight management journey today. That's henrymeds.com/Pandora. Results may vary. Not all patients are eligible. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Consult a healthcare provider to determine if treatment is right for you.